Couple of notes here. Follow-ups on stories that we've had for you. And I know this is one that a lot of people are going to be through. Maybe you've already heard it because it came out over the weekend. But about a week or so ago, we told you that, oh no, Hershey's is announcing that perhaps the Halloween candy could be in a shortage this year. Oh my gosh, what are we going to do? Hershey's now says, hold on, I'm going to step that back. According to the Hershey spokesperson, we actually have even more seasonal product available to the consumer this year than last year.
Ah, okay.
So we go from a shortage to not, we think we'll be able to maintain supply, or we think we'll be okay, to we've even got more than last year. Last year wasn't a problem. Moving forward, according to the company, with higher inventory levels and more capacity, we believe we'll be well positioned to deliver for the consumer, whether they're reaching for everyday or seasonal products.
Okay, so we don't have to freak out anymore.
No, there's no more freak out. Apparently, your Hershey's candy supply will be
fine.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
I'm fascinated.
Did they put this, I have to be cynic, but did they just throw that out there for a little publicity?
Well, you wonder. I mean, was there marketing?
We were talking about it, of course.
And there maybe a concern that got overblown?
Maybe.
I mean, maybe
you didn't hear from any other of the candy makers.
The rest of the candy makers seem to be okay. Hershey had different reasons why they thought they might be more affected. But I'm just intrigued again by even more seasonal product available this year than last year, after going from we might not have enough.
I could have hardly any.
Now we're doing even.
That seems like quite the leap.
Quite a turnaround.
Yes.
So, okay, Hershey's, congratulations. Good to know if that's going to be what you're giving out for Halloween this year.
Maybe they had some stash in some closet somewhere, and they're, oh my, look at all this. We've got it. All right, we're
that's
fine.
Right. Everyone stepped up. Hershey's, if you're going to have a shortage, let me go into my closet where my family doesn't know that I've got my secret Hershey's kisses, and you can have them all.
So we're okay for Halloween and Christmas, okay. That's what
Christmas.
It sounds like,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
oh, good.
Yeah, and he's seasonal. So
oh, very good. Very
be
good.
Okay.
Because the red Hershey kisses taste better than any of the others.
Do they really?
Well, yeah, it's a scientific fact.
I didn't realize that. You've done the research.
Yes. I've done the research, yes. Very thorough.
That's just the normal Hershey's kisses. It's not the Hershey's dark kisses and not the Hershey's
we're talking about
with
the
almond in the center or whatever it is. Okay,
no,
just the normal.
Just the regular ones.
Okay.
Yeah,
get the red ones, Pat Johnson says.
Well, I mean, you'll get them part of the Christmas ones. I mean, you always get the green and the silver.
Yeah,
and those are good, but the red is always better.
The red is better.
Just proven fact.
It's 7:48 on WSGW. I got another quick follow-up for you from a story we had. So, there's been a back and forth between Elon Musk and Twitter.
Oh,
you know, remember?
So I'm
going to buy you.
Almost forgot.
Not going to buy you. Twitter, we're going to sue you.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the latest. Elon Musk now says, I may be ready to move forward again with my plan to take over Twitter. He says, I can go ahead with my $44 billion deal if Twitter can explain how it decides which user accounts are spam bots and which are real people. Wasn't that the issue in the first place?
I thought so. Yeah, I thought that. So that we're right back to where we were in the beginning.
That's where we started.
Uh-huh.
And so now we're back to, after both sides, of course, for talking about lawsuits and things like that, Elon wanted to pull out. Twitter was going to sue. I think Eli was countersuing. I've forgotten. I'm not even sure it matters anymore.
No.
I'm just intrigued by it all. So this is where we stand now today. If Twitter can explain how it decides which user accounts are spam bots and which are real people, then Elon says the deal can go forward.
It's not going anywhere then.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Because I don't think Twitter, I'm trying to remember what Twitter's response was in the first place on this.
Yeah.
Did they say they had the information or they weren't going to reveal it or, I don't know. But I know we have a...
Is this a public debate? Is that what he wants or something? Is that what he's challenging Twitter? I don't know.
Which is what Twitter's all about in the first place.
I'm just glad he has a lot of time they can worry about this stuff. I don't, but I'm glad he does.
Well, for all those that we know there are many of you listeners that utilize Twitter.
Of course.
Whether you're there just to get information yourself or because you like to send out your own tweets.
Mm-hmm.
Whether this is going to mean anything to you or not, I don't know. You know, there was the speculation if you took it over what it was going to mean for Twitter in the first place.
Yeah.
And I don't think we even got that far either.
No.
It was just a lot of thoughts and discussion, but who knows?
I've always said that there's anything. The one thing he said that I agreed with was putting on an edit, inserting an edit button.
Yes.
With your post. And that's still something that Twitter does not have yet.
Which I never knew didn't exist.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't. I think all other social media allows for that, don't they?
Yeah, yeah, I believe so.
You know, if you type in something wrong, you make a mistake by a letter or something like that, you're right. Able to correct it.
Whereas on Twitter, if you send it and all of a sudden you realize, oh, man, then you got to delete it and then start all over again.
And by that time, somebody else has already...
It's already read it and, yeah.
Captured it and,
yeah.
And are sending out a retweet of how you screwed up.
Yeah, that's right.